You are the
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, come on.
Oh, you know.
It's a night from the above. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Pop smash. That's right. We love y'all so much. Thank you for joining us. Come on. We're going to let this song ride out. Come on, dance with us, y'all. Hey. Come on. Hey, 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 y'all. We only got 4 minutes. Hey, guys, here on radio, we see you. How y'all guys doing? Thank you. Like Dana's like the girl I can be like,
you gotta share.
She's dope. I like Sorry, sorry for y'all being that. Listen, again, let us know where y'all going to be at any time. Please let us know because we would love to come out to see y'all anytime. Like, we try to let us know y'all next show.
Yes.
For real.
Yes.
And we love y'all so much.
And make sure y'all come to Philly. Don't forget about us now, okay? We need a
time. I'm telling you, if we come to Boston, we'll be the ones showing up.
I know.
Yeah. You have no idea. Do you know we don't play when it comes down to that?
We have to make a video.
And I'm trying to learn your choreography too, GNO. I think that's my next thing.
I know. They need to tell me some pressing the team. Okay.
I'm sure y'all feel really love. Y'all feel from Boston. So just let us know when all your stuff's going on. We will let you know. So many things happened over the weekend too, right? It was the Emmy this Sunday. I'm going to see it.
We're going.
I was still kind kind of like, what? You want to put us through this again?
I know. Oh, my God. I was such a big fan.
So, yeah.
Such a big fan of theirs. And they had, what, two albums together?
Three albums. Came, two albums with the full, all
yet,
five.
I mean, like,
The DK3 album was great, by the way.
Yeah.
So who knows if they're going to release something new. But
I hope they do.
This Dandy came out with, mixed with Dumb Blonde and Dawn, releasing her another solo project as well. So it's going to be all three things together.
For the name.
Right. Nothing wrong with it, right? Hit on.
Yeah. Let's be honest, I guess. So what do you think about the look now? They look very, very different.
Yes, the girls are
all
beautiful.
All three, and
yeah.
Like, except for Shannon. I mean, Shannon still looks like Shannon. But Dawn and Aubrey,
yeah.
I can say that they've changed a lot.
Yeah.
Still beautiful.
They're all beautiful girls, you know. I think they got some enhancements done, but they're all beautiful
girls.
Yeah,
they're so great.
Yeah, yeah. And I still want to see a rock out. You know who's playing one right now, you know? Anybody know about
you
that? Only you can. So, Angel Face, how was your weekend? How was everything with you, baby girl?
It was amazing. You know,
amazing?
Put some quality time.
Woo!
It was good, you know.
Not
too much
turnout
time, but, you know, I was looking through you and through your IG. You know what I'm saying. It's all
still T-Sogger,
so, you know. I was at the
Dream
Concert.
Okay, I love you. That's right. She was there. Sarah.
Yeah, very good, very good.
You know, and it's so funny. Every time we go to these shows or whatever, I'm like, okay, I have to make sure if, that, you know, hey, Monica, I went to the show with Monica. And you see
Monica!
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Monica. Love you. It was so good, but you know, I always be like, Angel, like, you got that hookup.
Oh, I know.
Before I get these tickets, get you. Let me know.
You know what's crazy?
Great show's coming up.
You know what's crazy? I saw Pat, but this was during the time that the concert with the, who was it that just performed? It was like his last show. Was it Elton John? Somebody that just recently had a concert in Philly. Yeah, it was a big concert. It was on Thursday, I think it was Elton John that was here in town or somebody like that. But he didn't want to give me tickets for that, and I was just
Exactly.
My mom's gonna drive.
Okay, I hear that.
Okay.
Exactly.
Did you hear that Kanye West and Chance the Rapper are doing a joint album together?
You know, so
that
happened
yesterday.
Really?
Chance the Rapper was having like an open mic event, I think in Chicago. Kanye West made a guest appearance, so he did announce they were going to make a joint album together. So
that's
super
cool. That's
it's
awesome.
Going to be called Good Ass Jobs. That is the name of the album. Now that album name he came out with, it was supposed to be the name of his fourth album.
Who changed the rapper?
No,
oh,
Kanye West.
Okay.
It was supposed to be the name of his fourth album, but he ended up calling that 808 and Heartbreak.
808 and Heartbreak.
Now,
okay.
That was right after, I think, his mom passed. That's why he changed the name.
Right, yeah.
So now he's going to come out with Chance the Rapper. They're going to do a joint album together.
Well, I think that's super smart because Chance the Rapper, they both Chicago natives,
which makes perfect sense.
But this will probably be on a good grace. People will be on a good grace with Kanye again.
Right.
You know, the masses, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
The Kanye, he was thinking kind of loopy there.
But he's
kind of
going
back.
Yeah. I think he's just a little misunderstood. That's all. He needs a little guidance.
I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Miss
you, boo-boo.
Love. Love, sugar.
Love,
thank y'all. Love you,
too.
Love you, too, baby. All right. So I think the album is really, really cool when it does come out.
Yeah.
I did see, it makes sense now when I saw Kanye West and Chance the Rapper they were in a studio together. I saw him doing like a Jackson 5 cover. Doing something with a Jackson 5 cover. You might hear
like
a little
album.
There's layers to Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson songs. So
okay.
I think they might, maybe their first two singles might be a Jackson 5
remake or a cover or something.
Right, right.
You never know, because Kanye West is very creative, and so is Chance the Rapper, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Tara, we love you too, Tara. I miss you so much. I miss y'all. I miss y'all. I love y'all so much.
Yeah, now, so. Listen, now, speaking of tours, now, I gotta,
okay.
I gotta ask you a question. Now,
yeah.
I know you are the music connoisseur.
Oh.
Okay, so I need to know.
Yeah.
If you remember Lisa Stansfield.
Of course.
I have been on tour after 20 year hiatus. Now you all may be a little young, so you may not know.
Hey. Lisa Stansfield is. Come on, y'all gotta know. Because it was like, oh my God, you're putting me in my emotional bank. I'm very emotional.
You know what's crazy? My question, and I think I peeked in on this, what do you like most about Gerald?
And
I couldn't answer with everything.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to answer your text message back. Yes, I just got your text.
Because Daryl is my everything. We always say, we have our little saying, you are the sugar to my coffee, the peanut to my peanut butter to my jelly.
Oh, my God.
And speaking of that, Angel, and speaking of that, she really
is amazing, okay? There, honestly, there's nothing bad about this
man. Y'all know that Angel is like the jam to my toes.
And
you're
everything in my way. She ain't always there, exactly. You know,
Okay, so it's so funny how you say that, because there's so many more superlatives that I can say about Angel. So we might as well do it like this then.
She is a superlative
king.
Okay. Oh my
God. I'll put the mic down for 1 second. I'm going to
What is he about to do? Mike, come get him, please. Oh,
okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, I just didn't get one.
Very happy.
All right.
Woo!
They are believable. Yes. So I want to, before our guests come on, I do want to play a couple of her songs. I want everybody right now to go follow at Emery. At Emery Official, right?
Yes.
Emery Official.
Emery
she
Official.
Is so amazing. And we listen to her songs, and she's really, really talented.
Yes.
Yes.
The mix of McDonald's. I'm
yes,
sorry.
The mix of that's
I'm
right.
Loving you in the air.
Yeah, that's right. So this is super, super cool. We love Marie already. You know?
Oh, yeah.
This is so cool. She reached out to us last week and we heard a song. We was like, okay,
yeah,
we gotta get her on.
Yeah.
We gotta get her on.
Yeah.
That's like a vibe.
Oh yeah.
And,
honey.
And she's sick and she's sick. And don't everyone to follow her now. Mm-hmm. I think she's super pretty too. Pretty
oh my
good.
Gosh, yeah.
She's multi talented. I see her playing guitar here and there. So please tune in. Right now, we're probably like 5 minutes we're going to have Emery come on, but I definitely want to play a couple of songs here on AirItOutRadio.net. Also, follow us on AirItOutRadio.net. We have great shows on there at DJ Faraway. And also at Fire Chick,
aka Boss
Lady. You
got to check out her show. Follow her right now, Fire Chick, and at AirItOutRadio. There's plenty of shows that we offer, you know, here on AirItOutRadio. So make sure you check her out. Check out the rest of the shows as well. Okay. I'm talking about these text messages at one time. But I'm trying to answer all these text messages too. So we're going to play a little bit of Emery. Here. There's so many songs that we could play at Emery, but I want to play one of my favorites right now. We're going to talk to her about it. And this song is called Misfit Lullaby. This is right up my
alley.
Okay. Emery, so. I'm really, really excited for you. I'm really excited to talk about this one song. But it had me in my bag. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is really cool. This
something,
shit,
if something gets Daryl turned up, it's good
yeah.
music, okay?
This is good music. And it's so different, too.
Oh,
when you first come
out
right
now.
She's
the
oh, good. Yeah, she's the best.
She's
right.
A good music
she's,
girl.
That's right. And, hey, make sure she gives you a shout-out tonight, too.
Yes.
I'll make sure she gives you a shout-out. Yeah. We're going to play this out, and she'll be coming on in a few minutes here on Pop Smash Live, Pop Smash IG Live. Hillary, follow her right now. She's great. It's Misfit Lullaby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
See y'all.
I'm back on
the drum right now. Yes. Okay. This song is amazing, y'all. Rock out, especially when you hear the song in the car, and rock out is in the car for y'all. Come on. This is my favorite song from Emery. My favorite. Hey. Come on, let me wait at Emery. Come on, Emery. Hey.
So I just want to know when she's going to invite us out.
Yes.
To come to one of her shows.
Come on.
Can you wait until they come to the show,
y'all?
Right
oh, I am so
excited. Hey,
Joey. What's up, man? I haven't seen him in so long.
I know.
I haven't seen him in so long. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, Jeff Smith. What up?
Yeah. That's like brother now. That's part of the family. Because you're my sister. So
I know.
Like, you know. That's like brother now.
But just to let you know, Jeff, this is the one,
And I'll send you the teaser to my Emery, come join us live. We love to have you on right now. So just request us live.
Yes.
We'll put you on. We're super, super excited. So you can come in right now, Emery. Yeah, here we go.
All right. I'm out of breath.
I'm me too. I'm
old and I'm real.
We're connecting.
Hey! Oh my God! You're so cute! Oh my God!
You're so beautiful. My goodness.
Yeah,
we
gotta get closer to you. I'm looking at my button. We were dancing to your song.
You was rocking out.
And you're like,
Listen. It's so weird how, you know, you talked to last week on our live. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have people feeling like, who are going to like her songs? Who are going to love her songs? Oh, my gosh. Like, your vibe is sick.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. This is serious business.
This is so dope. When I heard the song, I'm like, oh, my God.
You're turning up. That's a car banging, girl. Everywhere banging.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Hey, people. Hey, listen. So we just got turned on to Emery, so I'm so glad that I'm so glad. But this lullaby, that's been on repeat in the car. I've been disturbing everybody that's been around me.
That's
what we do. Yeah, we rock out and we party a lot, so we like to dance a lot. And that song right there, that gets me up on my feet and it gets me going.
Yes.
Tell me about that song, Miss Lullaby. Talk about that. Right.
Look at you.
So, I'm ready that you did write the song. You did write the song about it. You know, did you write all your music?
Oh, right. Is that just the music you made us play? I think he was on the song last week.
Savage.
Savage. I think you said. Right. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
right.
That song is vibes.
Yeah. What is your favorite song that you've done so far in your career? Like, so far, what's your favorite song? That's okay. I'll do the fireworks for you.
Yeah. Right.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I tell you what. Yeah, that song is everything. And again, that's a perfect song to put at the end of the show. And also, it's like a lasting memory at the end of it too. So you can walk out and dance and party hard.
The grand finale.
The grand finale of it. I also want to talk about another song that you have on here that I really like too. We talked about Savage, but Stormy Weather.
I like that one.
Stormy Weather is great.
That's a
really great song.
Kick me in my bed.
You were talking about a bag. We have jumped in it. We have zipped it. We have flopped it and thrown it away. Put it in the freezer. I mean, we're in a bag with that song.
So please tell us the story behind you writing that song.
Okay.
You produce the song, girl? Wow, okay.
Kudos
to you, girl.
Hey, you are impressive, girl.
I know. Okay.
That song is really, really good, and maybe that's probably why it was in our bag. I think she connects to a lot of songs that's like
really intimate,
and things like that. And that song is great. It's, some of the ladies say, you know, you're a perfect harmony, stormy weather, as long as we're together. You know, like you said. In my oversized sweater. Like, I actually...
I definitely are.
Yes. Right. If we had an oversized sweater, but, you know, I mean...
If I had two holes in the top.
Yeah. Perfect lyrics to that song,
yeah.
And I got it immediately. You know, so if I go through something like that, you know, why not go through, you know,
right.
You, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all
right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Right. It's so weird because, it's so weird because, you know, stormy weather can either give you two emotions. Either you just want to sit home and cuddle
with
your thing, or you be mad because you want to go outside.
Go shopping.
Or go shopping. You know, something like that. But that song was perfect for me today because when I listened to the song, it was a thunderstorm here.
I know.
And today,
yeah.
It was perfect to listen to, like, and it was like, oh, my God, this feels good. It just feels good, and it rides perfectly. So I love the fact that you produced this record, because that means you know how a lyric connects to a track,
right?
And it flowed perfectly and effortlessly.
Yeah.
So that's kudos to you and your artistry.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I'm sure you think. So, yeah, we moved you on the connection. Okay, we start here now. I think it's going about a yard. There we go. There we go. Okay, there we go. There we go. We got you back, baby. Okay.
So how long have you been doing this professionally, Emery? Oh, no, we can't hear you.
I think she said professionally about.
Let me see. Can you hear? 7 years?
7 years.
Oh, okay.
So connected like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All the time. Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet.
Wow.
So, what other is? I see you playing the guitar on IG. You play any other instruments that you play? Okay, so I play guitar, piano. We're just trying to get the connection. You know, right with everybody right here. We just heard too. It's coming back. Yeah, I can hear you.
This is a picture is like off.
We just can't see you right now, but I'm pretty sure you're still as beautiful as you was 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you. Ooh, you can hear me. Oh, my God.
What? Did you hear me?
I heard you last week. Yes. Okay. It's still in the song for the weather, but yeah. Okay. You got it. Yeah, so Emery is going to get her connection going on right now. She's going to log back off and come back on. She was saying she plays five instruments.
And piano, ukulele.
We still have a ukulele here. And listen, this is always how it is, guys. You know, maybe she can teach me how to play this a little bit. Right?
I might be slightly more experienced.
Angel's really good at these songs. Yeah, that's so true.
Let me not show up.
Angel has plenty of talent. Believe me, she does, okay? Okay, this is good as mine.
Don't be
young. You sound great. You sound absolutely great. As always. sometimes you got to fool the face. Okay, we have to make sure the strings stay on. The strings, okay. We make sure the strings are going to come on.
Y'all trying to say I'm about to break it.
So in the meantime, everybody's back on. So
somebody's going to be in advance.
You got a deal. It's just right. A deal,
right? Okay. Oh, she's a weird seat. Oh, yeah, there we see that.
Oh, my gosh, you know what?
I think
they're sitting in something where we can tell you.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We're
trying to have a little ukulele party here for you.
Ukulele.
All of your beautiful lapses there. So you tell us the five instruments that you play. It's kind of...
Maybe something that happened online, like something funny, something that happened in one of your concerts. some of your other fans probably don't know. You're just like, okay, wow. What?
I got one, guys. Ain't nobody got time for that. You said Erica Van Pelt? You said Erica Van Pelt? She's an American Idol, right? She's American Idol. She finished ninth place, I believe. Yes, I'm an American Idol guru, by the way. And I'm sorry, it's an Erica Van Pelt. Yes, you're the man, yeah. Yes. Oh, that's my team. That's my group, too.
I know, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yo,
are you serious?
Can you give us a dad joke? Do you have like a dad joke that you can give us?
Oh, it's you.
That's the comedic action goes too.
No, you know what's crazy? That's a good thing you did that.
That's really smart. And
because that was a lot of audience.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties.
And it's so
smart.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what the deal was. It's like, oh, shit moment.
But you make lemonade.
But yeah, there you go. Wow.
Everybody in the comments listening to this right now. This is Pop Smoke Radio with Archie and Angel. We have the lovely Emery on it. And please make sure, you know, keep supporting her. And also, y'all should tag a friend right now who does not know Emery and make sure they
listen to her
podcast and follow her. Tag a friend right now. And also, in the comments, let us know, like, your favorite song of Emery. Let her know your favorite track.
Yeah.
Let her know right now.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Someone said, I'll go to all of her shows.
Yeah, go to all of your shows. Yeah. Okay, go to all of your shows. That's awesome.
Good.
Emery, please invite us to your show. I would love to come to see you.
Yeah.
We're not too far away from each other, but I would love to come to see you if you're in New York. Also, please let us know. DM us because we will definitely try to be there, or we will be there. Like,
yeah, we
know.
Are not strangers.
We're not strangers to traveling, so.
We'll go anywhere. Yes, very good.
Yes,
very good.
Very good. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Hey, guys. Hey. I'll see you on that live, too. Emery, follow Emery right now. We want somebody to follow us right now.
Okay.
Emery right now. She's amazing. Emery Official.
Yeah,
and check out her project. And my favorite song, Miss the Lullaby. So, yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh.
Yes.
Shout out, Ali.
Oh, my.
That's right, Ali.
What?
Oh, my God, that's amazing. That's
love.
That's
love. You have a song called Fighting Dragons and Still Fighting Dragons, right? Right. Do you think there's some growth in that, you know, between that transition? That's a pretty good span. It was 2012 you wrote the first one, and, what, 2015 you wrote Still Fighting Dragon. So do you think there's some growth, you know what I mean, between the writing? You said you tweaked it a little bit, the song? Right. Yeah. Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Now you mentioned that, you know, with Savage, you know, it definitely shows your swagger and your confidence. You know, we felt that a whole lot more. You know, it seemed like a new vibe that you're going into, which is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're playing around with different sounds, which, you know, your eclecticism is great, you know, which is good for the listener's ear and for everyone else in there, you know, who don't know you and who do know you. Love to hear that new stuff that you're creating.
Yeah.
And you're definitely on the right page, the right track.
Oh, yeah.
Any other performances you want to tell your fans right now that you'll be coming up soon?
Okay.
I'm listening. I put it to the universe. It's going to be something big coming up.
Man,
something big coming up. Put it in the universe. Grab it. Yes. You know, it should be like a Pop Smash exclusive concert. Bring all the fans. We should. Yes. We should do a concert and we can just kill this thing and it'll be ridiculous. Have these skateboarders and destroy everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting hot because I'm getting like.
He gets excited. I'm gonna rub his top.
Yes, please. Get over the moon. Get over the moon.
Yeah. Now, I like her song, too. It's Never Grow Up.
Never Grow Up.
Now, do you know that Taylor Swift did a song, Never Grow Up, like a year after you released yours? I love that.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah. I think Taylor Swift's on the list. Very
inspiration. Yeah. Very
inspiration.
Yeah. And hey, that's
a compliment to her. I never grew up, so I like the song.
Yes.
That song is so, so cool. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. What's the story behind that?
You know, I want to do what I want to do, right? That's what you say.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's real long with
Oh, stop. Really? I know.
Yeah.
Oh, your composition book.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
The younger years,
the best years ever.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome.
I'm not kidding. And Marie, I just say one thing before you go. We still have like a minute and a half left.
Oh, yeah, before
the thing comes. Before the thing comes. I you are so, so cool. I'm so glad you're here. I hope it's not the last time that we get to see you. I like you. I know.
I like
the
vibe.
We have turnips,
sister.
Yeah. Let's go turn up. Please invite us and stuff because I want to come up and see you and like have a good time.
And if you ever come to Philly, make sure you look us up, okay?
Yes. We'll show you a good time when you come around. And again, everybody listening to this live, I want y'all to please let a friend know about Emery. Let them know about her music.
Yes.
Give her lots of love. Show her, give her lots of heart, support her.
People.
And she's a sweetheart, and she writes her own music. She's super talented.
Yeah. plays 1,000 instruments. My God.
Yes.
What more do you need?
Yeah, what more do you need for this great, amazing artist right here? And she has great songs, great energy, great vibes. We love you. You're a friend to Pop Smash now, so this won't be the last time. We're going to interview you today. This is the last time we're going to be promoting you, playing your songs on the station or anything. So this is everything. This is everything for us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Emery. You are amazing, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad.
We love you. We love you so much. Yes, I know.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we love you guys. And stick tuned for the second half of Pop Smash.
Yeah,
we'll
guys.
Be right back. Emery, we love you again.
Love you so much.
We love you so much.
Sorry,
and we'll see you again.
Emery,
yeah,
a lot
of hate on you.
We got like 7 seconds.
We're
about to cut out, but stay tuned. We're going to be right back, okay, guys?
Yes. Love you guys.
See you guys. We just, in case you just tuned in, we just interviewed a beautiful, beautiful girl, musician Emery. You can follow her at Emery Official on Instagram, or you can follow her at emeryofficial.com. She has a website as well.
Yes, yes.
Make sure you look up her music on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, whatever outlet you can find, find music. So she was amazing. So genuine, so sweet.
Yeah, like she
very, very, very beautiful, spirited girl. Very nice. So we can't wait to see Emery. You come to Philly, or if we can get to Boston.
We can make a huge Pop Smash exclusive.
I know. That would be amazing.
It doesn't have to be in Philly. We can have a Pop Smash show in Boston, a huge show.
Yeah.
Sponsored by us, have a major concert with all these amazing acts.
That'd be great.
Hey, we're brainstorming, guys.
Tracy, we're brainstorming here.
Yes, Tracy, we have so much love for you. Thank you. You're so creative and
you're amazing.
You're a blessing to us, so thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Our sister friend at heart.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Adopted us.
Yes. It's like we're our family. Smash Pop, Pop Smash, we are family.
Yeah.
We are definitely family. So thank you so much.
And again, if you guys want to tune in, if you want to request in live, or we're doing the IG live, you are more than welcome. You're always welcome, okay?
Yes. Oh, Raquel, did you like Emery,
because
she's so awesome, and I'm so glad we got the chance to speak to her, and she was so cool.
I know.
I mean, she's like, you just want to be your friend, right? You just want to just sit and talk to her.
I
want to
go back to our old elementary school.
Girl, she was trying
to make a video.
That's just like her best friend elementary. It's
And I'm never
going to
grow up, so that's a good song.
I think I had a
never grow up moment.
Yeah.
When I graduated high school too, and I'm not going to tell you what year I graduated high school. But I did have a moment like that. I think it was like a year or two after school.
Yeah.
Once you start working and you get into school and college and stuff like that.
Right.
Bills start rolling in and things start happening.
Yeah, things start getting super real after you think about it. You know. What we do come to New York, Boston, we are going to bring back the pizza burger mask. We definitely are. We're going
to
bring it back.
Some different ones, too. Everybody got to wear one. You got to wear
one,
too,
Tracy. Hello, yes. Hey, guys. Hey, Gino. Oh, Gino. Yes, you're blasting y'all song anyway, the car. So, yes, Gino, what's up, ladies? Love y'all.
I'm sorry. We still turned it up from
it's incredible last week because y'all were just so amazing. Y'all were so beautiful.
Like
Daryl
said, thick O Ning.
Thick O Ning is three words.
Thick Ning.
O Ning.
Okay.
G-N-O. Yes. That's exactly what she, ladies, are. Also, we talk about other news that's happening out in the world these days. Again, the Emmys, some of the Emmys that was going on, but we have other things that's happening. Again, the Grammys. I was talking about the Grammys. The Grammys.
Yeah.
The nominations are coming out very, very soon.
Yes.
But they come out in December. But the qualifications are going on up until October 15th. They can qualify for it. So a lot of artists are not putting their music for the Grammys to be observed this year, like, a, you know, so.
And so they intend to purposely wait until after the
final time? So this is what they do a lot, a lot of people don't know. With the Grammys, they actually give, you actually have to give your song to the Grammy board and say, hey, I want this song to be nominated. And the whole group of people are like, okay, I'm going to nominate this song, I'm going to nominate this song. So let's say, like, for example, J. Cole does not want his album to be nominated for Grammy. He doesn't. That's how you realize the last few years J. Cole hasn't been nominated for Grammy because of that. Not because he's been duped. It's because he's not putting his music out there. Which would be awesome if he did, because it would be so competitive between him and Kendrick and everybody else. It's been super, super competitive, and it's amazing if that would happen.
Okay.
So what the Grammy board done this year was they opened up the categories, not just to have five nominees, but to have seven to eight for the major categories. Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist.
Right.
Which the whole purpose of that was for people to submit their music. Because the Grammys are realizing, like, hey, we're doing some great music out because people have a negative, you know, perception of the Grammys. We'll put it out there. So that's, like, the big thing now.
The
Grammys are opening up, like, the categories for new music to be nominated in those big categories. So they hope an artist say, okay, the Grammys feel better, I'm going to put my music back out there.
Is that J. Cole's problem? Did you hear a story on that?
I think a lot of people, especially, you know, music, feel like, you know, hip-hop music is so major, so big that it's not getting, you know, over the past years, no hip-hop awards have been, with the Grammys.
Right.
I mean, they do well in the category, but not in the major category. So that's like the whole thing. What's going on with that?
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, though, I'm still excited about it because the Grammys... Best night in music.
So wait a minute. So you said nominees weren't released yet?
Nominees won't be released until the middle of December.
December.
Okay. Oh, every year.
And we
December.
Will be doing a
Grammy special.
Our last Grammy special, we covered
the entire
Grammys from
the pre
telecast. We did everything. So whatever you didn't see that was aired, we still were doing stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
great show.
Make sure you tune in for that. So it's a big deal. You know, for us. So we
want
to see
video
for you guys and want you to tune in, okay?
And also with the next few weeks, you know, Halloween is coming up really soon. So let's be prepared for some pop smash fun on Halloween. I cannot wait for Halloween. And we're going to do a pop smash.
It always has something. Hold on. And there's always something up his sleeve.
Right. And the thing is, you know, I love this girl so much. And I like surprising. This girl, I love surprise. That's why I don't tell her too much. I don't tell her too much just so I can surprise her. Like, I've known her for so many. It's 2012, right? It's 2012, right?
Oh,
I left in 2012. So it's like I like to surprise her. I still do. I feel like a surprise all the time. It's always gonna be like that.
I got my burger and my pizza today. I got a rhinestone cowboy last week.
Yeah, you never know.
That was a Cleo. Cleo.
Cleo.
Cleo. Last week. Lovely teeth, Daryl. Lovely teeth.
Right. Thank you very much.
Very sad.
Very much. Yes.
I'm not gonna do backdrop here. Is it a backdrop or front drop now?
So we have so many things coming up.
We have a lot going on around here. Sorry.
Yeah. And also, you know, the holidays are coming up too. You know, Christmas. Okay. We have some
secrets. Secrets, so we can't tell you guys anything. It's a secret.
We got some cool things.
Excited.
Listen.
And we need your support.
We need your support. I'm so excited about.
Should we do a poll? See who would want to see it, or we're just a Nike type of team. We just do it.
We just do this thing. Like, we really do. We have some really cool news about the holidays. I think that's going to really, really love it.
But we can't share it yet.
It's very early.
It's really big.
Oh my gosh.
I think that would just be awesome. I think it would be great.
Yeah.
Do you think we should do that? We gotta talk
about it. To whisper, but we have so many ideas. We will do a poll, but not giving out what we're doing.
Right. Yeah.
We'll do a poll and
try to figure out a way to do this poll
and not give out.
You guys
are
just really excited about it.
Awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
We are like kids in the back of the class. Okay. We're just whispering and telling you don't get in trouble.
We're in trouble right now. We really are.
That is what we need. That is really what we need. So
we really need Yeah, we definitely can do that. We want everyone to know about that again. Again, if you're just joining us, I want everyone to follow Emory Official.
Yes, Emory Official.
Yes, from Emory Official.
Our new honey.
Yes,
yes.
She's
so
definitely
awesome.
A friend now. I really appreciate her and love her for joining us.
We definitely have like some friends in Boston now. I'm so happy.
Yeah, we have friends in Boston.
I'm so happy.
Who would have thought we had friends in Boston?
I love it.
Love y'all.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I just told.
We want everyone to listen to us on airdotradio.net and also on the platforms.
Yeah.
We're going to play some Emory, we're going to play some G&O.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to get y'all into all that. And so right now, we're going to play a little Demi Lovato. Some solo, Clean Bandit featuring Demi Lovato, let's say that.
Has anyone heard anything from Demi Lovato? Speaking of Demi Lovato, do we have an update on her and see how she's doing? Because I know she hasn't posted anything on social media at all.
Right.
I'm just curious. I didn't know if you heard anything.
I haven't heard anything, but one thing, I just hope that she's getting her life together, and I think that she is. She's in the right place.
God bless you,
in the right time. Yes, so we just got, don't want you to forget about GNO. Like, you know, we really love them.
Oh,
so we want to play some of their songs. We play them really, really soon. All the budgets are popping through on Pop Smash. Our DMs are going crazy right now, and our messages are going crazy, so we're going to answer all of our, keep it going, because y'all blowing up on the DMs right now, really. If y'all seen us out there, Air Out Radio here, we get all of you messages right now.
Okay,
what's up, Doria? You know, I want Doria to come on the show. Doria is hilarious. Doria, you'll be so great for our pop culture talk. Yeah.
Hey.
Doria, hey, Doria. And he's so cool. If y'all know, Doria is awesome. Hey, you guys, we love y'all so much. We love to get y'all on here.
Yes. Let us know your availability. You know where we are. Same time, every Tuesday, 7 to 9. Okay?
Yes.
Hey, people.
Yes. And we said you watching you. Yes, see? You know, we both share this page, so we both be watching you, Dawn. You're hilarious.
Okay.
y'all want a good laugh, and just anything. I love Dawn. Anybody know he's such a good spirit. I love him very much. But his Insta stories are absolutely hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, he always adds his comments, so like whatever's going on, it's always the key. So. It's his fault. We love him to come on the show and share some of his humor on here. Hopefully, next few weeks. Kind of booked right now, but trust me, Jordan, we want you to come on the show. So
absolutely. We can use a little comedic. We have a lot of comedic relief here. We can use a lot more.
Okay, we can use some
more.
Okay, Jordan's just real. He's awesome. So he'd be awesome to come on there.
Yeah.
If you ever meet him, he's really cool. I think you'll love him when you meet him.
I love everybody.
Yes, you do.
It's a cop.
Yeah, you can meet the other half of me, Dorian. Like, if you meet the other half of me, so that's so cool. Oh, yes, please do.
He's
an actor as well. Like, he just finished the movie a while ago, so the tickets are coming out. He did a while ago, so yes.
Oh, cool. Okay. So where can we
It's going to be in the theater. He's going to give us the tickets. I don't know. Did you respond to that?
I think you may do that.
But yes, please let us know. Please Yeah, yeah, we're gonna be there. Definitely.
Let us know even if you don't come on the show before the premiere, we can always just send us the email through the promo, okay? So we let people know about it. I'll promo it on my personal page too.
Congratulations,
okay.
Patty.
Yeah,
man.
Great job, man. Go, Dorian.
He's doing
don't be forgetting about
us
when you get big and over there.
Right? Hey, listen, okay. But Dorian's a sweetheart, though. Like, you know, he's really, really great. He's a really nice guy. Yeah, so check him out. Follow him, too, guys. Dorian's really cool.
Yes.
And talented.
So, yeah,
we're going to still, Demi. I'm going to find GNO. Give me a second. I'm going to find Girls Night Out. If you're still listening to us on Air and Out Radio.
GNO has
I'm kind of distracted about all the DMs that we're giving, so let me, yeah. At least there's a lot of questions. A lot of questions.
Put some questions in.
Yeah. Let me go here. SoundCloud. Yes. Yes, not only we are on here on IG Live, we're also on AaronIRadio.net.
Yeah.
The smooth sounds right now, and we have a song coming up that we're gonna play by Girls Night Out.
Yeah.
And we want to play their music, and we listen to them all the time. So
absolutely.
So we're gonna play one of her songs, like from GNO. They was on our show last week. We got a pretty good response from it. We got all y'all messages too. So yes, and we're still gonna answer y'all questions that y'all have given us to answer about each other.
I mean, we forget about that now.
We forget about those questions.
Yes.
I apologize for, I let the 24 hours go in Insta story, so I didn't respond to them, but we have some questions that you asked us, so we're definitely going to answer them.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. Again, if you want to join us live right now, just request us in live if you have any questions. The questions are live right now. We're open book.
Oh, yeah. Good
we're
that
open
right.
Book. So just join in on our live. Thank you so much. Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, sorry. It's not going to take it. It's not
going
to take it a little bit. All right, now. Hey.
Hey.
That's Girls Night Out, baby. GNO.
This is our girl from last week that we interviewed. Girls Night Out, a.k.a. GNO. Yeah. This is the game is up. Okay. For y'all boys out there, okay?
Hey. Hey, come on, GMO. Do you know?
She didn't know one time. Three times.
Hey.
We're going to be in Boston when I come to Boston.
That's right. Everyone came here, I moved this chair.
Hey, follow GMO right now, y'all. Woo! The game is up. Hey, hey, man, the GMO.
I like chanting their name.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
When we go to GMO concert in Boston and everywhere else, so we definitely yes. I just went on the choreo, Lay. If I knew the choreography, I would master that.
I
thing.
Know. Wow. Oh my God. You have to see some of their live performances.
Yeah, like
they get it.
Check them out their live performances. Yes. Also, guys, next week on our show, we can't forget about this. Next week on our show, I'm really, really excited. We have Boot Miles coming on our show.
Yeah,
next week.
This man has this man's style is impeccable. It's just crazy. I'm like, just over the hill. I need those pants.
It's so many ideas. Ooh. I told it on my mind when we have Boot Miles come on the show. Like, it's so many ideas.
I know.
It's so many ideas. So I can't wait for the promo and all that stuff for next week. So, yeah, dopeness. Yeah. So stay tuned to Boot Miles and follow him too. We're going to tag him and promote him for next week.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's not a rapper, he's a vibe. And that's so true.
Oh, wow.
If
you okay.
Scout, Boot Miles for next week, like he really is a vibe. Like, he's really sick. She's going to try to find some Boot Miles stuff. But, oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah, he's very good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just gonna so Boot Miles right now, you know, because he is really that good.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see. Okay, so if you guys want to follow him before he comes on the show, his IG name is _BootMiles, so it's _BOOBMiles. Okay, so he'll be on the show next Tuesday.
We'll work out the hour. I think he wants to come at 8 o'clock hour, but we'll work that out.
But I'm just looking at his video. His page is like amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
That guy's
dope. The color and everything, like he's amazing. I like him.
Yeah.
So you'll see Boot Miles. Like I think it's so much better to do.
His style reminds me of somebody else. It's another artist. I can't.
I think he has his own swag, but
he does, but it's reminding me, especially the
paint,
the color, you know, I don't know.
Right. Oh, can't bear to leave, too. So, the big news, the fact that, we have a major boy band that's coming on the show in November, and it's just a major boy band coming on the show, and I can't believe we're actually getting them here. Yes, in real life, it's coming, the Pop Smash. Are you serious?
Okay, this is another one of those things that Daryl tries to keep from me. And I'm like,
in real life.
So I'm so excited.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
thank you so much for everybody
who's
making that happen for us. Like, thank you. In real life, that's really unbelievable.
Yeah, so make sure
that's
you guys
huge.
Travel them, okay?
That's really, really huge.
And if you have any questions for the band, just make sure you inbox us. We're trying to do it like 24 hours ahead of time so we can have it ready for you guys. And we can add you guys.
Oh, my God.
We can shout you out.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
wow,
really
that's
going to
be crazy. Are they going to be
amazing.
Here?
Yeah.
In the studio?
They're going to be here in the studio.
I know, we might need barricades for screaming girls.
I think I know how big,
if you know how big In Real Life is right now, they just got an album that gave me the top five. That's it. That's
the
big news. Yeah.
Wow.
That's really big.
So, you going to be in the boy band?
I want to be in a boy band.
Not a K-pop band.
I want to be in a K-pop boy band.
They all look like they're about 10. And in reality, they're probably like 30.
Right. We're going to pick the BTS. Because BTS, okay. BTS had two number one albums in this year in America.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Is that the group we were trying to get to come here?
They're coming for a couple tour dates. I think like six dates.
They're going to be here in Newark, New Jersey.
They're going to be in New York. But, BTS, shout out to BTS. I actually love them. I love him, yeah.
He had to put me on. He put me down, put me on the K-pop back in like 2013.
Yes. So right now on the airwaves, you got to play the song Fake Love by BTS. It's the number one album in the country, y'all.
Daryl is totally down with the K-pop. This is my first time hearing the song, so I'm going to vibe out. Okay.
You listen to us everywhere. AirItOutRadio.net here on PopSmash.com, everywhere. Enjoy.
Oh, God.
I can show you the DM. And I was blown away because, first of all, you know how I feel about my country.
I know you do. Oh,
so,
my gosh.
You want to talk about, like, tears of, like, I never interviewed a country artist before, never. So this will be so big as this could actually happen. So I'm really trying to set this up somehow or some way. And here's my DM. Here's my I got and they told me it's everything. They sent me this message, and it's Adair, what are they called? Adair's Run. So Adair's Run wanted to be interviewed by Pop Smash. Like, this is crazy.
Oh,
so,
that would be great. That would be amazing. Go to their page. Wow, are you kidding me?
Listen, y'all don't understand. Like,
and they are big time, man.
Adair's Run requested an interview on Pop Smash Radio. Y'all just, like, I'm blown away because I'm a huge country music fan.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I'm trying to keep my cool. Trying to, you know, really trying to. Oh.
Daryl. Give it again.
Yeah, I had to ban you.
I'm gonna let
Angel do it.
Wait, 1 second. Hold on.
Angel, Angel, well, we interviewed Darren's Run, country group with Darren's Run. I'm letting Angel. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Woo! Woo! Thank you, baby.
It's okay.
I think I have. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Well, let me tell you,
I can feel steam coming from his shoulder.
Yeah. He's just going to do the whole interview because I won't be stuck on stupid like this.
He sure is. So just tune in for Pop Smash Radio featuring Angel and Archie and Deadpool. And
then I'm going to be like,
he's just going to be stuck on crazy.
I'm going to be the casket like this.
He's going to be casket short. You going to be casket short. Like, oh my gosh. Like Aretha Franklin in the casket. I'm just
You know what? It kind of reminds me of Judea.
And some of the red shoes you got to take. I'm crazy.
But you know, that's all Judea's fault.
That's how we did. Are you serious? I can't right now. I can't.
Oh my gosh. Yes, we love y'all.
Okay, Daryl.
Okay.
But Daryl's going to keep it together.
Yeah, I'm going to try to keep it together as much as I can, definitely.
Please do, Daryl, because I need music. Okay.
I'm going to need you, Angel. I'm going to need you, Angel.
Can we hear some music from
them? You know what? Let's play some music from Adair's Run.
Let's play some music from Adair's Run.
Yeah, so country group Adair's Run is going up.
That's the thing,
Gretchen. Dorian. Dorian.
In the bag. Yes, in the bag.
You
got it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Dorian.
Dorian, you got to.
We go ahead and end
the show.
Yeah.
Okay, man. So. Guys, we're on our station right now. We want to play at Darren's Run, country group at Darren's Run, who is going to be interviewed by us on Pop Smash. It's going to be our first country group that we ever want to interview. You know what I'm talking about? Super exciting. This is super exciting.
This is a start to many more.
This is a start to many more.
It's all the bar. We sure will. We do any watching. They be under rocks and everything behind bushes. Okay. And the comments on the shade room, you can watch out. They don't play, it's like a beehive, they don't play. I'm a fan. That was just turning me out.
Lala, Anthony.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like, this girl right here.
I'll be back in the movie. That's the fact. I was like, yes.
Oh, man.
I totally forgot about that.
He forgot about my hustle because I've been, you know, a little oily, a little mellow,
no,
and I'm kidding.
No,
but
never.
Listen.
I never seen the video. I just saw the picture.
But you know what's crazy?
I've never seen the video.
No. Here's the story behind that. So last night, I was just kind of sitting around, messing around on my computer, and I was like, I saw the promo picture I had from the makeup model,
I remember that.
I showed you that. So I remembered that I flew all the way to Greensboro for this shoot, and we did a promo video. So I'm like, how can we get this stuff? They're like, oh, it'll eventually come out, you know, for promotional purposes. I'm like, all right, whatever. That was back in 20. That was a long, it was cut a couple years. I don't say a long time, but it was a few years ago. So last night I was doodling around on YouTube, and I just I was doodling around on YouTube. I was like, wait a minute, it just came to mind. I was like, you know, not like me promo. I was like, oh my God, I found this video, and now that I'm savvy. You know what I mean? Like back in the day, I couldn't figure it out, but now that I'm pretty tech savvy, I downloaded and put it on Instagram. I was just so surprised to see that.
I was never doing it.
So
I thought I was just like,
that's
why I responded
to you.
I was like, oh my God.
But listen, here's the story too. This was back in the day when Daryl and I used to work together, and I literally just came back from a trip to LA. It was my first trip to LA. And I had got the message that I need to fly to Greensboro from my casting agency. The day I was leaving LA, I had to be in Greensboro.
Crazy.
And this was a couple of days later, so I had to tell Daryl, I'm like, listen. And Daryl and I had such a good relationship because we both worked in pretty much the entertainment. So, one hand wants the other. Daryl had to go here, I'm coming for him. I had to go here, he's coming for me. So I was like, listen, I know I just got back, but.
Next week. Hey.